What if some people say that they are not afraid of death also? Fearlessness can come because of transcendence, and fearlessness can come also because of ignorance. You know, if somebody is on a 50-story building and they don't know what happens if you jump from the 50-story building, then you just jump off. Of course, the human body itself is structured in a way that we feel fear at that time. But the point is, if somebody doesn't know about the dangers of a particular situation, then they may be fearless. But that is out of ignorance. So somebody is drive. Some people, you know, when they drive, they are like speed demons. Just get a thrill in driving super fast. Now, generally, if they are provided some education about, you know, how, what kind of accidents can happen, what kind of, you know, they may get injured, they may get paralyzed, they may kill someone. When they are told about that, then they start regulating themselves. Oh, you know, I want some adventure of driving, but I don't want it at this cost, at this risk. So there can be fearlessness which is because of ignorance. It is not actually fearlessness, it is just foolhardiness. So so people who say that I have no fear of death, they basically don't know what death is. They may think that, okay, death simply means end of my life and end of my existence. But that is not what death is. Our existence is going to go on, and the rupture of the soul from the body is a very painful experience for the soul, because the soul is very attached to the body. And actually, that is only the beginning of the pain. Because after that, the soul also has to get karmic reactions, go to some other body. So there was this American comedian, Woody Allen. He said that, it's not that I'm afraid of death, I just don't want to be there when it happens. No, it's not that death is an event that is going to happen to someone else and you can avoid that. It's like, say, a hurricane is going to hit this place, just go to some other place at that time. No, death is something that is going to happen to us, because we are in this body and we are attached to this body. So, to think that there's a Greek philosopher, he's a materialist philosopher, he said, you know, I'm not afraid of death. Why? Because when I am here, death is not there. When death is here, I will not be there. This sort of wordplay is not going to actually help at the time of death. So people who say that they're not afraid of death, they're simply ignorant of what comes after death. So that is something which is unfortunate, because death is meant to remind us of our mortality and is meant to prompt us to explore immortality. Okay? Okay.